Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
I was thinking we'd do what's the most embarrassed you've ever been. No, the most nervous you've ever been. Forget embarrassed. Or we can do both.
They're often sort of tied together, aren't they?
Well, my nervousness and my embarrassment were tied up together on Saturday morning. I didn't sleep on Friday. I was being interviewed on Brendan O'Connor's show on the radio, on RT Radio 1, right?
Right. He grills politicians and all sorts.
Yeah. I was, and I'm a fan. This is the other thing. Never meet your heroes. I'm a fan. I like Brendan O'Connor, and he's kind of an intimidating character. Because he's quite funny, he's quite sharp. And I'm used to interviews on the radio, and to a certain extent on the television, but I'm used to being the one asking the questions. So when it came, I was so nervous. I was so nervous. Like, they've got this thing, right? And I went, right? And he's in the middle of his show, right? So, like, Brendan's here. Oh, shake hands. Hello. They're like, you sit there. Oh, my God, this is another thing. RTE Radio, they take you into the radio studio. Like, our radio studio is pretty much like a round table here, yeah? Like, a round enough table with microphones. We're all facing each other, right? Whereas theirs is like a long desk. It's like Gay Burns' old desk on the Late Late Show years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, sort of a long...
So it's like a talk show desk.
It's like a panel. It's like, you know, it's like a bunch of people all sitting in a line. So he's sitting at one end, Brendan O'Connor, and they say to me, sit at the second last chair from the end. So it's the other end of the room.
So he's miles away.
It's like, you know that scene in Batman where Batman and... Was it Vicky Vale? Kim Basinger... They're really far away from each other. It's like past the salt and he's to slide it down the table. Like, you know, it's like in a stately manner. It was that situation. He's like way over the other side of the room. Hello there. And I'm so nervous. I'm sweating. You know that thing where you have to dry the palms of your hands on your jeans before you shake his hand?
Yeah.
Shook hands. And then they've got this other weird thing. Let me put the microphone down here, right? Okay, so our microphones are up on arms. Like, so you can move with the
I can move mine around too.
You can move your mic around to as you're talking, as it suits you. You can move it to in front of your face. See, I'd be sitting upright and I can move the microphone up to my mouth. Theirs doesn't have that. Theirs are low down at the table. Right, they're down here.
They're just on stands.
Yeah. So he asked me a question. He's like, Ray, you're very welcome to the show. And I'm down here like this.
Hunkering down like a child.
Because I'm used to talking into the microphone. So I'm talking like this. I'm practically down on the table answering questions and trying to talk to the man. I was so nervous. You know, you're so nervous, you're embarrassed at how nervous you are.
Oh, yeah. And you're thinking, do I sound nervous?
And here's what is the classic thing that happens then at the end of an interview. The interview's over. Thanks so much for coming in. And what happens? Someone comes in. And what happens? What is the thing that happens here every time we have an interview?
Well, we take a photograph of them
there
for the
go.
Socials there afterwards.
Here we go now, lads.
Oh, no.
There's a photograph for the website. Let's Ray, come on, we'll get a photograph. Me and Brendan O'Connor, we get a photograph. He says, that was great. Thoroughly enjoyed that. He says, and I say what I always say to a guest at the end of an interview. I said, yeah, thanks a million for coming in.
Oh, dear. You're panicking.
I said to him at his own show in his radio station, I said, hey, thanks a million for coming in. What kind of a stupid... Anyway, either you're most embarrassed or you're most nervous. 0874 100 102. Thanks for coming in.
What did he say to that, actually?
He pretended not to hear it, but he did hear it.
Oh.
Yeah. We're getting our photograph taken at that exact moment. Do you know what I mean?
So you're like freeze frame.
So I've got my arm around him. I've got a bottle of water in my hand. And he's like, that was great. And the person is taking the photograph in front of this. By the way, this is Saturday morning. I was on Brendan O'Connor's show talking about my ADHD on RT Radio 1 over there. I'd never been in there before. And we're getting a photograph after the interview and put our arms around each other. He goes, that went well. I'm like, yeah, thanks for coming in.
I'm literally looking at the photograph you're talking about. You've got the bottle of water in your hand and you do look like you've sort
dying,
of just realised you said something stupid.
Yeah.
And he is stifling a smile or a laugh. Oh. So he has definitely heard.
Oh no, he heard it because he didn't say anything. Why would you, and you know it's going
to... In fact, his face might be saying, yeah, good point. What are you saying? Just Google your name and his name.
Don't
and it's the first
it.
Photograph that comes
Don't
up.
I'm not doing this. Thanks for coming in. No, you came in.
Are you listening, Kevin Backhurst?
Are you listening, Kevin Backhurst? That went well. Oh, yeah, cheers. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, God.
Oh. Embarrassing stories, 0874-100-102. All right, let's have a listen to Magella. Maybe Magella would make me feel better about myself. Magella, talk to me.
Hi, Ray and JP. My most embarrassing moment, I think, was there was one day I went shopping with my daughter, parked the car in the car park, went off done her shopping, came back, and my daughter says, "Ma, I want to go to the car." So, of course, I opened the car, she went to the car. I just went over to pay the parking, came back, got into the car, put my seatbelt on, the whole lot, put the key in, ready to start the car. Car wouldn't start. I was thinking to myself, what's going on here? What am I after doing wrong? Yeah. So, of course, I looked into the back of the car where my daughter should have been. It wasn't my daughter. It was an elderly lady. I was after getting into her son's car. My daughter was in the car beside us in a hoop laughing at me and didn't know what to do. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. And as I was getting out of the car, her son came back and looked at me as if to say, what are you doing?
My mother.
Magella Kildare.
It's your Magella, you legend. Tracy's over there. Tracy!
Okay, I was going to an interview and I was travelling up from Donegal to Galway, hopped on the bus, sitting on the bus, got out, went into the interview, looked down at my feet and I was wearing two odd shoes.
I don't really think that's a big deal, is it?
Ah, no. People look at your shoes. First impressions, they look down at your shoes to get a sense of the man or the woman.
JP does this business. JP does this. He notices people's shoes and he notices people's teeth. And I, honestly, we could walk away and he'd be like, oh, did you see your man's shoes? Like, I have no idea. The things you see. And same with teeth. I never notice people's teeth. I just never see it.
But if you did notice that the person you were interviewing was wearing odd shoes, what would you think?
I think maybe they're trying to make a statement. It's probably some sort of stupid thing they saw on Instagram. Genuinely, okay. It's like, here's how to make an impression. Here's how to stand out from the crowd. Wear two odd shoes, and then at least the interviewer will remember you. I bet you there's a reel out there somewhere from some sort of Gary V saying, yeah, wear two odd shoes, you'll get the job.
Tracy, did you get the gig? Let us know.
How did you get on, Tracy?
That added to the nerves of the day. Love the show, Ray.
Hey, cheers, Tracy. Have I got time for any more? I'm just about running out of time. Give me one more. Caitlin's over there. By the way, any more? 0874-100-102. Caitlin?
I think this moment will go down in history as one of the most awkward hospitality encounters of all time. Okay. Where one of the regulars in a pub I used to work in, we were having a bit of banter. He was always up for the crack. We were going back and forth. He was taking the piss out of me from being from Kerry and all this. And I go behind the bar, I grab his pint of Guinness and I walk back over and he has his fist out. So I go and fist bump him. And I thought we were just having like, I was like, oh, fair play, he's down with the kids, he's fist bumping me.
Fair enough, yeah.
And he turns over his hand and opens his palm and it's just his change for the pint. And he wasn't trying to fist bump me at all, he was just trying to pay for his pint. I think I could have shriveled up and died.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, creating joyful moments for those you care about most. CarePlus.ie.
I'm beginning to feel better already. Thanks for coming in, Caitlin. Any more of those, 0874-100-102. I'm putting everyone in to win a pair of tickets for Electric Picnic and getting on our bus. We're going to drop you to Stradbally and the Rally to Stradbally this year. Embarrassing stories. I had a very embarrassing moment on Saturday morning. I'm not going to get into it again because the cringe is so desperate that I just can't function. Do you know even the memory of an embarrassing moment? See, this is the thing. This is why we can't dwell on the past. Don't be thinking about things you're embarrassed about that happened in the past. Just move forward.
No, an embarrassing memory is like somebody stepping over your grave. You get that shiver down your spine.
I just can't. I can no longer live in that moment. I need to live in impossible, happier, less embarrassing future moments. Gemma, 0874 100102. A pair of Electric Picnic tickets. We're going to want to put you on our bus. A pair of tickets on the bus for Electric Picnic. It's the rally to Stradbally. And we're going to be live on the bus, dropping you off to Stradbally Friday week, the 16th. All right, Gemma, talk to me.
Well, the most mortifying time was for me was when I used to work for this well-known health insurance company. Mm. And my job was to profile the customer and suggest a plan that was actually appropriate for them. So I was speaking to this lady and maternity benefits were important to her. Mm. So there was actually a family plan that would have suited her perfectly. So when she told me all her personal details, I said, oh yeah, definitely the family plan would suit you best.
I think, well... You see, if it's down the phone, you can kind of get away with it, can't you?
Yeah, oh, it could be a bad phone line.
Yeah, sorry, what? You broke up there on me. Yeah, I said fanny plan.
Doubling down.
Cheers, Gemma. Your most embarrassing moment, 0874 100102. Luke is over there. Luke, hello.
One of my most embarrassing cringe moments. So I was away on a college field trip and with a new class of college students, and I was talking to one of them, and I told him where I went to school, and he was like, oh yeah, I know that school. Do you know so and so from there? And I was like, oh yeah, I know her. Yeah, a lot of people think she's pretty weird.
No! No!
Don't volunteer that viewpoint.
Don't. Luke, if you've got nothing good to say, don't say anything. Don't say it. Oh, yeah, I know her. She's a dose.
Let's see how this plays out.
Because it's like, you know, it's their first cousin or something.
And he was like, oh, that's my girlfriend.
No! You dope! 0874 100102. I'm still in love with Magella. Magella was great, wasn't she? This is the
story.
The car.
Came back and my daughter says, Ma, I want to go to the car. So of course she went, I opened the car, she went to the car. I just went over to pay the parking. Oh. Came back, got into the car, put my seatbelt on, the hola, put the key in, ready to start the car. Car wouldn't start. I was thinking to myself, what's going on here? What am I after doing wrong? So, of course, I looked into the back of the car where my daughter should have been. It wasn't my daughter. It was an elderly lady. I was after getting into her son's car.
She's in prison now.
Right.
Yeah.
Done for B&E.
Michelle's in prison.
Grand Theft Auto.
And she abducted an old lady.
She got a new car. But it's ringing.
Or was
Kildare ringtone?
She was in Kildare, yeah, sorry.
Hello.
Magella!
Hi, Ray.
Hello, madam, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Good. Do you want to go to Electric Picnic?
Oh, I'd love to, I've never been.
Two tickets, weekend passes, we're going to drop you off on the rally to Stradbally. You're coming with us!
Thank you so much!
Oh man, your story was so cringe. It was we had to bring you. You deserved it.
Oh, now, Magella, when you get on the bus to Stradbally, just have a look at the people in the seats. Just make sure it's the right bus you've stepped into, right?
Oh yeah, hopefully.
We don't want you trying to rob the bus either when you get on, trying to turn the key in the ignition and take the bus with you. I think I have to confess though, the amount of times that I've gone to get into that I've parked beside a car that looks just like my car, and I've tried to get into it, and I have actually opened the door. The door has been unlocked.
Oh.
I've opened the door of a car and realised, well, actually, in fairness, this car is way too clean to be my car.
Where's that familiar smell?
Everything was the exact same in that car as my car.
Yeah, except for the old lady, I guess.
Apart from that, yeah.
Because your daughter doesn't look like an old woman. Or does she? Is it all coming out now?
Oh, God, don't tell her that.
What's your daughter's name?
Amy.
Amy, well, I give Amy a ring of her text and tell her you're going to Electric Picnic. Make her jealous, will you?
Oh, I will do.
Cheers, dear. Listen, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely... well, we'll see you Friday week for Electric Picnic.
Will do.
Bye.
Oh, and guys.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.